You're listening to SBS News.
The relationship between Australia and China appears to have sunk to its lowest level in decades, with travel warnings, sanctions, and Australia's call for answers on the origin of COVID-19 further fueling tensions. In the latest example of diplomatic instability, China is threatening retaliation after Australia's offer of safe haven to the people of Hong Kong. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced Australia will suspend its extradition agreement with Hong Kong in response to new national security laws imposed by China and allow some 10,000 people from Hong Kong currently working or studying in Australia to be given a pathway to permanent residency. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian is urging Australia to avoid causing further damage to bilateral relations.
The relevant remarks and measures announced by the Australian side seriously violate international laws and the basic norms governing international relations, and they are a gross interference in China's internal affairs. China will not accept this. We strongly condemn this and reserve the right to take further actions. All consequences will be borne entirely by the Australian side.
The latest condemnation from China comes after Australia pushed China for answers earlier this year on the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. In May, China imposed an 80% tariff on Australian barley after labelling global calls for an investigation into the origins of coronavirus as politically motivated. Australia's also recently updated its travel advice for China, warning authorities have detained foreigners because they're endangering national security, meaning Australians may also be at risk of arbitrary detention. Peter Jennings, the director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, says the ongoing diplomatic tensions are likely to produce more reaction from China.
I think there will be sort of symbolic tariffs and sanctions against small exports that China can do without much cost to itself. All the big export items, coal, oil, sort of coal, liquid natural gas, iron ore, China wants that. And so I think that it's just going to be more rhetoric than anything else. But they will continue to look for symbolic areas to sort of put pressure on Australia.
The Australian government established diplomatic relations with China in 1972, and China is Australia's largest two-way trading partner, accounting for 26% of Australia's trade with the world. Two-way trade reached a record $235 billion in 2018 to 2019. China is also a major source of international students and tourists, with more than 205,000 students arriving in 2018 and more than 1.4 million tourists in the same period. China has also warned its students not to travel to Australia, claiming that there's been an increase in racist incidents towards Chinese students. Felix Patrickeef is the president of the South Australian branch of the Australian Institute of International Affairs and a former academic at the University of Adelaide. He says Australia is in for a stormy ride.
Well, we've already suffered considerably. Through the pulling of beef exports, barley and coal, we depend a lot on China for our exports, mainly primary goods. In addition, we are highly dependent on China for finished and semi-finished goods, that is imports. And it's there that China can add a great deal of pressure. They've already done students, they've already warned tourists, could turn into a very, very ugly confrontation.
Last week, Defence Minister Linda Reynolds accused China of unsettling the stability of the Indo-Pacific as it also announced a multi-billion dollar boost to its defence strategy. Ms Reynolds identified China as one of the primary factors influencing the government's new approach to strategic positioning within the Indo-Pacific. China has a growing military presence in the South China Sea and East China Sea, which includes training exercises, land claims, and the deployment of long-range missiles. Mr. Patrickeef says Australia's criticism of China's influence in the region is ill-timed and has only further added to tensions.
I'm not sure that that was very helpful either. China has been active in the region very strongly. They're, to date, they're not which is one of the most important areas for China. So if they're not shouting foul, then we should be anticipating anything at this particularly difficult time.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.